right? In John's gospel, it is permeated with love. Love one another, love friend, love enemy too. Love when you have abundance and when you're running on fumes. When Jesus commands love, it is both what we are to do and how and why we should do everything. Without doubt, love is the commandment of Jesus in John's gospel. It is both a demand placed on everything we do, but it is also a priceless gift that is offered in the doing. For by keeping it, by honoring it, we are lifted up and into God's arms. Today, once this part of worship is over, we will enter into another part of worship known as our annual meeting. The goal of our annual meeting is to celebrate the life of this church, to celebrate what has been done by so many people over this last year. We will celebrate the diversity of the church, its vibrancy, its ongoing sense of ministry and mission. We will pause to consider our journey together for this last year. It has been a year of so much good. A year of so much growth, so much accomplishment, so much life with all of its joys, and yes, with all of its sorrows and burdens. If you have a copy of the annual report with you, you will see mentions of program and service. You will see expressions of joy for growth and surplus, funds given out and people welcomed in, stewardship both for the care for creation and the way you have shared your resources for the mission and ministry of this church. You're going to read about music that's lifted our hearts and drawn the community in. We will thank those who have served in our meeting, and it will all be good, true, and important. Without a doubt, and by any human measure, this year has been a great year. Amen? But today's reading in John's gospel suggests another measuring stick that we have to pay attention to contemplate the how we have gone about doing all of that, and the why we have done any of it in the first place. As you hear the reports and listen to the people and bask in the joy, contemplate how much love runs through it all. I can tell you because I sit in on all the meetings. I can tell you because I have grown to know the people who serve. I know that so much of what we do matters because it's done in love. Watching this church grow, I know that it's not just about excellence in anything, even though we strive for it in everything. It is because the people who come through our door see and feel love. And love is not something that can be faked, manufactured, or marketed. If it really is love, the kind of love Jesus calls from us, it has to be offered. It has to be both given and received. It has to be free without strings attached. From my vantage point, as your pastor, I think that love is an undercurrent of all we do, and I think it naturally springs up in gentle, even sometimes unplanned ways. I think love is in our DNA. But in today's meeting, we're not just going to look back, not just measure what has been, we're going to look forward too. We're going to elect new leaders. We're going to share a discerned vision for this church. As we elect those people who are going to step forward and serve, as we elect, charge, and bless them, I hope and pray that this text from John is what stays with them throughout their three-year terms. That everything we empower and ask them to do, everything, is to be done out of the perspective of love. Not just when it's convenient or easy, but always, so that our work as a church follows the will of the one we follow, because it is both the command of Jesus, but just as importantly, it is the gift of Jesus to us. Because, you see, when we work from a perspective of love, book studies go from being an intellectual exercise of changing our minds to be a whole body experience of changing our lives. Snow removal goes from just keeping the church running to making sure that everyone and anyone who needs a place of sanctuary, beauty, and love can walk through those doors. Grants to organizations go from charity or a handout to compassion and a hand with. Music goes past beautiful performance to transcendence and a glimpse of the divine. Fellowship goes from food and hospitality to family making. Acting in love changes what we do from the business of the church to being church, to offering healing and wholeness, life and possibility. Acting in love means we don't just offer ourselves, we offer Christ, both our calling and our command. But in doing so, it also become Christ's gifts to us. For if how and why we do what we do is rooted in love, then we have no choice but to fundamentally change too. And those actions become healing and life-giving to us as well. You see, when we love the way Jesus did, not on our own schedule or own choosing, but whenever and wherever it is needed, then something amazing happens to us too. We are drawn in, we are lifted up. If you keep my commandments and love, Jesus says, you will come to know the Advocate. You will come to know the Holy Spirit, and you will feel the Holy Spirit empowering you. You will not just know it, but if you listen to the words Terry read, it will abide within you. The Spirit will make its home within you. It is an enormous command to love the way Jesus loved. It is an enormous undertaking to even contemplate such a thing in the midst of the brokenness of this world. But when we do, when we keep that commandment of love, we will, as the great prophet Isaiah proclaims, run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. The Spirit will lift us up as if on the wings of eagles, and we as people and we as a church will soar. Calling and gift, transformed and transforming. If you keep my commandment to love, Jesus said, you are going to be drawn ever deeper into relationship with God and neighbor. And through it, Jesus says, you are going to see me everywhere. If you obey this commandment to love, Jesus says, you will live and live abundantly. For you see, whenever you come across commandment in the Bible, it is never an end to itself, but always an opening to something beyond. As your pastor, my job in the year to come, both to those serving on boards and committees and to those who serve this church in so many other ways, will not be just to help figure out what we are going to do, as important as that is. Instead, it will be to nudge, to guide, to challenge us to contemplate the how and the why of what we do. My job will be to consistently, even if annoyingly, to ask if our great and glorious plans and ideas are rooted first and foremost in love. My job is going to be doggedly to invite us to ponder if every single thing we come up with to do offers love, to always explore how our love can be deeper, stronger, and more visible. Because if love is the why and how of what we do, then our ministries will be fundamentally changed, but more importantly, we will be fundamentally changed. Friends, the Gospel of John offers a simple measuring stick as to how we are doing as a church. And nowhere in John does that measuring stick mention how many people show up for worship, how beautiful the music is, how strong our finances are, or what the buzz out there on the street is about this church. No, the simplicity of John simply asks whether everything we are doing is based in love. And I know this, if we obey this command of Jesus and root everything in love, we need worry about nothing else. For love draws people in, love creates life. Love, like a commandment, is never an end, but always a new beginning. Friends, on this day of looking back and looking forward. Let us commit ourselves to simply love. To love neighbor, friend, and enemy, not just when it is easy, comfortable, or convenient, but whenever love is needed. Today, let each of us, whether we are joining a board or committee or not, commit ourselves to bringing our unique gifts, that together we might obey this commandment of Jesus to love. Together, making this a place where love is found, making this a family where the parent and the child, the abandoned, the homeless, the angry, and the addicted, the rejected, the anxious, the lost, and the wandering, the thirsty and the sick, the hungry and the lonely, are seen, are acknowledged, are known, are pursued, are welcomed, are honored, and are blessed as the beloved children of God that they are. In other words, let us commit ourselves to making this a place where love always abounds in all we say, in all we do, in all we think, and in all we breathe. May that be our goal for the coming year. Amen.